Everybody, JC Cormack here, your storytelling rebel and host, of course, of Cartwheels and Banana Peels. This is so exciting. Cartwheels and Banana Peels has been coming for a while, and I'm so flippin' excited to be sitting at this virtual kitchen table this morning with two amazing women, whichever I'm trying to say. We have with us this morning Layla and Elise. And so here's what we do at Cartwheels and Banana Peels. We get to all go around this virtual kitchen table and share who we are and what we do in a really short, concise way, because I'm really, very adamant about that. And then we're going to tell some funny stories real quick and just get a laugh, because we're all so freaking busy. We need laughs, or we need to go, oh my gosh, that's that shocking moment that you can't wait to get home and tell your partner, or you're calling your best friend, or kind of that water cooler moment even, right? So that's what we're here for. I'm super, super excited. So welcome, Layla and Elise. Layla, will you please give us a really quick introduction about who you are?
Sure thing. Hi, so I'm Layla from London. I'm a transformational and an embodiment coach. I work with women who've gone through a significant midlife moment. I'm going to call it a moment. And they've come through the other side and they're ready to create a more extraordinary, fun, and beautiful life for themselves. That's
Love
what I do.
it. Love it. Elise.
Hi, I'm Elise Hittinger. I'm a courage coach for women who've had a bad horse accident and are overcoming their fear. I help them regain their confidence and courage and enjoy their horses again.
I love that. I love both of what you guys are doing. Love it. I haven't ridden horses since I was in my 20s. And you know why? It's because I fell off. He threw me off. So anyway, and as I said, I am JC Cormack. I am the storytelling rebel. So here we are today. Let's jump into a couple of stories though. All right. Elise, would you tell us your funny or shocking story today?
Absolutely. So it was a spring day and a bunch of student engineers decided to eat lunch on the patio in Los Angeles outside our building. And so I had somebody getting my mashed potatoes and my burrito, and I went running down to save a table because there weren't very many tables. And I sit down and I've got enough chairs for everybody. And this guy walks up to me in a suit and tie. And he says, "May I sit down here?" And I said, "Well, excuse me, but I've saved all these chairs for my friends." And he goes, "Well, guess what? I can pull up another chair." I'm like, okay, I'll let you pull up another chair. And he sits down and he tells me who he is and we're talking. And I have no clue who this guy is. And so my friends come, they bring me my lunch, and we're just yakking away. And somebody tells a funny story. Well, I slam the table. Unfortunately, the spoon was under my mashed potatoes and gravy, and I hit the end of the spoon. And let me tell you, those mashed potatoes and gravy went around the umbrella stand and hit the guy smack in between the eyes.
Oh my God.
Gravy dripping down this guy's suit and tie. Everybody goes silent except me. I am in hysterics. I'm laughing so hard because I just whacked this guy in the face with my full-on mashed potatoes and gravy. Well, he starts giggling really slow at first as he's wiping the gravy and the mashed potatoes off of his face as it's dripping down his shirt. And he says, after we all gain our breath again, he says, "Good thing I have a clean shirt and tie in my office."
Oh, man.
Now, I'm a student engineer at this place. I don't even have a full-time job yet. I find out he's the CEO of the company.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you, I thought for sure I was fired. I mean, that's it. End of my career. He knew my name. From then on in the elevator, he's like, "Hey, Elise, how's it going?" I didn't get fired. From then on, he's like, "You made my day." And I just, oh my gosh, mashed potatoes and gravy. I have a certain feeling every time I eat them now.
Gosh, Elise, I'm just thinking, and you said it, I'm thinking, you're going to stand out. That guy is not going to forget you. And it's so amazing that he was, you know, laughed about it. So I think that's a such a prime example. We can be have a hilarious moment and it can actually be a really positive thing. I love it. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
That is brilliant. I love it. I love that it came out good in the end, you know? A moment of vulnerability became something that made you memorable. I love that. What a nice guy as well. It revealed his character, didn't it?
I was so lucky. I was so lucky. And it just shows that you can laugh about life. You don't have to take things so seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah. And make sure you have some clean clothes hanging out somewhere just in case.
Right. True.
Oh my gosh. All right, Layla, I am passing the baton to you.
I know. Okay. Well, okay. So tell me you're not ADHD. No, let me start that again. Tell me you're ADHD without telling me you're ADHD. So when I'm happy or stressed or anything in between, basically when I'm going through a transitional moment, the chances are I'll do one of three things. I'll forget something, lose something. What else? Burn something. That is what I do. I burn a lot of milk, a lot of rice, a lot of bagels in my grill. But I discovered a whole new category. And this category is to do with food and paying attention or not paying attention in my case. And really recently, I was going through one of those moments and I was making an omelette and I was chopping up the chicken sausage and I was thinking, oh my goodness, I'm all out of butter. I'm all out of olive oil. I go into the depths of my cupboard. I grab this huge green container and I have the thought, being the domestic goddess that I'm not, I think, oh my goodness, I've never used this before. It could be 10 years old, like literally, but I'm sorry. I know that people will judge me, but I don't worry about that fact. So I spray my pan. I put the egg in and the chicken sausage and my kitchen is infused with the smells of it's more like a barber shop or a hairdresser's. and I literally thinking I'm gonna, that just smells so weird. But my brain is, even then, my brain is somewhere else. My brain is just on all these projects and ideas that I've got. Anyway, I go to the container, which I actually have here. And you probably can't see it because the lettering won't show up for your side. It'll probably be in reverse. But it says clearly olive oil, right? It says olive oil. However, if you read further down the label, it says olive oil nourishing sheen spray. And it's designed to defrizz your hair and make your hair all glowy. So really, it's just a silly ADHD moment. And it's just an example of read the label from start to finish. Also, product designers, please make it more obvious. And also, put your products in the right place. That should never have been in my kitchen. So, yeah. And that is honestly, it's just very typical of me, unfortunately. I am no domestic goddess and I do lose things, burn things, forget things, and it turns out use the wrong product. So that's my silly story, really. Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I love it.
It made me laugh. Made me laugh at the time anyway. Yeah.
You sound just like my hero in The Undomestic Goddess. Sophie Kinsella wrote the book, The Undomestic Goddess, and that is my hero. It. So good.
Guys.
Perfect story.
Yeah, it's so typical of me. I have a lot of stories like that, and I've actually set off my fire alarm in the last month because I'm going through a huge amount of change. I've set off my fire alarm 4 times. So I'm not proud of it. It's kind of embarrassing, but it's just part of, you know, when I'm going through a huge amount of change, if I'm excited about something, I just forget things, lose things, burn things. So there we go.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I had a story to share, but you just made me think of a different one. So I'm going to change up my story.
Yeah.
The other one I have, I'll share at some point. But when you said in the last year, 4 times. So, last year, like 2022, 2023, I lived on the border of Mexico and Arizona, which is where I live again now. But anywho.
Wow.
Mm. I digress. So I can see Mexico. Talk about ADHD, right?
Yeah.
So where I live, though, it is very, we do have a lot of people cross the border without proper documentation here. It just happens.
Yeah.
It's a little tiny border town. Well, I had moved from Texas and I had not changed the license plates or the tags on my Jeep. I was running Texas tags. Whatever, you know, it's expensive. I just hadn't gotten around to changing them. Well, between the little tiny town that I live in, because as many people know, I do Instacart as well as my whole storytelling piece. So I drive to the bigger city to do the grocery delivery part. so that's about an hour, and they call that stretch Smuggler's Alley.
Oh.
So I'm running an SUV, because my Jeep is a little bit bigger Jeep, with tinted windows and out-of-state tags. I got stopped for like no reasons. Like, oh, I had a headlight out, which happened the day before, right? So when that gentleman walked away from me, that police officer walked away from me that day, said, okay, you know, no big deal, I'm getting it fixed today. I leaned out my window. And he's like, yes? And this is 5-something in the morning. It's dark out. And I said, you have a headlight out. And he did. He was like, what? And he's like, oh, I really shouldn't be stopping anybody for that, apparently. So the brilliant. last time I got stopped, though, this guy, it was a sheriff's deputy. Oh, I know. Well, because it did happen 4 times.
That is crazy. I mean, okay.
No tickets, nothing, right? It's just okay. Because
you're lucky.
A bigger vehicle, they smuggle people through here. So they were like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
so
sure.
This last one, I'm rolling the Jeep windows down when the sheriff's deputy walks up. And this is daylight. So he can see there's nobody else in the vehicle but me. I happen to have a t-shirt on that says, sorry, did I roll my eyes out loud? But he was a young man about my oldest son's age. We just hit it off. We were just having this great conversation. And before I know it, he's like, do you want to do a ride along? Which for anyone that doesn't know is just you get to go as a civilian and ride along on one of their ships, right? Which was great fun. I ended up doing that. I had a blast. It was, you know, a little, I've never been so fast in a vehicle before because he was hurrying to get somewhere and it was well over 100 miles an hour, like way over.
Wow, JC, you got some good stories, woman.
I was like, that's scary. But anyway, so yeah. I'm just trying this time living here to, you know, not get stopped for any reasons.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is so dramatic.
That is a riot.
Simple, mundane story. That's amazing. And you got to drive in that vehicle. Was that interesting?
A blast. Yes. It was a lot of fun, and learned different things that the sheriff's department in this county does. And so it was just a fascinating world piece, and it was fun.
Window into a world. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Wow.
Oh yeah. It was a blast. Absolute blast. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is so much fun. I am having such a good time with you this morning. And it's really truly doing exactly what my whole premise of Cartwheels and Banana Peels is about. Not only have we shared funny stories that there's no way people listening aren't going to be giggling and laughing at, but also that it gives us this sister, if you want to call it that, right? We're literally sitting here. I feel like I'm at the kitchen table with you guys having one heck of a good time, and it's developing bonds. I'm so excited.
Yes.
So as we kind of get ready to wrap up, want to, I'm like, can we just hang out longer? let's go around though really quick. And what kind of an offer would you share today, and how can people find you? Elise, will you kick us off with that?
Oh, sure. So what I'd like to offer is, you know, after hearing my funny story, I will admit my first reaction was fear. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be fired. Well, once I got through the laughter, but I'd love to offer people my guidebook, free guidebook on courage pennies, which is my little bits and pieces of how to gain courage every day so that we don't let fear hold us back. And you can get that at couragepennies.com. And it's just a quick ebook, quick on how to simply improve your courage. Hey, I'm public speaking. And think of the things you could do with a little bit more courage. Don't let that fear hold you back.
Oh my gosh, Elise, I freaking love that. I'm going to go sign up for it. I'm not exactly scared of anything, but I still want to go get it because I'm so curious. All right, Layla.
Hey. Okay, so I had to think today. I'm like, what can I offer? Because my website is just still being formed and configured and all of that. So I thought I would invite whoever emails me via hellomovementintolife@gmail.com. If they just email me, I will invite them to a movement class. And it's basically a way of working with the body. It's unusual. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. But it's a way of connecting in more deeply with your intuition, your feelings, your thoughts, your ideas, and dropping out of the conditioning, the worry, the trying to be perfect. And it's particularly good for any women who tend to get scattered, have insomnia, ADHD, anyone who's kind of neurospicy. It just really helps you go from your mind and all of that mind chatter where we're trying to solve problems up here, and it helps to drop you down into the body. So they can come along and have that experience for free on the house, on Zoom, and they have to be prepared, though, to move their body, close their eyes, and feel, luxuriate in feelings. So that's my invitation to anybody that wants to experience more intuition, more connected to themselves in a deeper way. That's my offer.
Layla, I'm in love. Hearts and flowers. I want that.
I want that too.
You're welcome. Come along. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys. So here we go. I'm just going to wrap us all up. If you would love to sit at this virtual kitchen table with me and some other sisters, then make sure that you hop over to cartwheelsandbananapeels.com, because you can simply apply to get an invitation to be a guest. I would be so excited to invite you to this kitchen table. And if you're like, well, I don't know any funny stories. I don't know how to come up with a funny story. Are you serious? I don't have any. Reach out to me. We can work together, because I guarantee I can help you come up with a funny story. And one more little secret as we wrap up. If you're curious what I'm talking about when I say I'm going to be starting story parties, reach out and ask me, okay? Just hit me up and ask me. And you can even go to storytellingrebel.com, because if you go there, you can actually schedule a time to have a chat with me. Okay, now I just did the bad, naughty thing and told you guys two different places to go. But hey, it's all right. Cartwheelsandbananapeels.com, you guys. Or if you're wanting to have a conversation with me, storytellingrebel.com. Thank you so much for being here and listening, and share this with your friends, you guys. Make sure you tell everybody about it. Have a great day.